The Osgood File, sponsored by Office Depot, taking care of business. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Israel's neighborhood is once again at war. Except that's impossible. There's something wrong here. I remember being told a few years ago something about how if we just got rid of Saddam Hussein...
Think about what the impact of that is going to be on the Arab-Israeli peace process.
Yes. Surely he didn't mean what we're seeing now, did he? More after this from Charlie. 3 years ago, some very smart people were telling us that if we got rid of Saddam Hussein, a big sponsor of suicide bombers would disappear, and the Arabs and Israelis would be free to work for peace. One of those people was then Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz.
It's not an accident at all that two of the biggest breakthroughs we've made in the last 50 years in negotiations between Arabs and Israelis happened after Saddam Hussein's defeat in 1991. With Saddam Hussein out of the picture, it'll be a much better atmosphere for peace.
Well, not only is Saddam Hussein out of the picture, but Uday is dead, Qusay is dead, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is dead, untold numbers of terrorists are being killed every day, Yasser Arafat is dead. Plus, we have a new democratic government set up in Iraq as an example for the region, which is why what's happening can't possibly be happening. And yet it is happening. And look who's behind it. UN Ambassador John Bolton referring to Hamas and Hezbollah, two Arab groups who have participated in and won free democratic elections. So what's happening in Israel can't be happening. We've done everything we were told we should be doing to keep it from happening. Although, maybe it isn't happening. Maybe this isn't a war we're seeing. Maybe it's just a different kind of peace. Maybe in the same way that we had a Cold War for 50 years, we are now living in the era of the hot peace. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, July 14th, 2006.